This is the November 5th open meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Our Secretary Afia Wangaza is not in attendance. She's off at the UN meeting, and I will take the role. Shahram Agamir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Here.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese. Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera. I'm here. Richard Uzel. Anybody else?
Present.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jager.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimry Orenthal. Somebody is speaking, and we hear it. Whoever's speaking, right at that moment, would you please stop or mute yourself?
George, that's you. It's the reverberation of your voice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an echo. You're echoing.
Just a minute. Let me try something else here.
You're fine now.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put on a headset. We'll see how it works. Kimry Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett.
Present.
And Fia Wangaza is not here. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6,
Leslie Radford is here.
10, 11. Leslie, you make 12. Rico Ross, are you here? He was here. Okay. In any case, it's 12. We have quorum. Let me just bring up the agenda for myself and give me a moment while I change headsets.
Ricardo's here also, George.
Is that Ricardo?
Yeah.
Yes, Ricardo and Arlene, you are also here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And Laverne's on her way in.
I'm here. Laverne.
Laverne is here, too.
Hello.
Okay, how's this?
I only hear you, George. Are there other people there with you?
No, there's some kind of an echo, apparently. Okay, so the first item on the agenda after roll call is agenda approval. You have a reconstituted both agendas which went out 15 minutes before the meeting. The differences between the agenda that you have in front of you and the one I sent out about 5 days ago is that the coordinating committee has 10 minutes instead of five. I've taken the report from the National Election Supervisor off because I'm told she's going to be in the air and won't be able to make it. I've shortened the time a bit by 15 minutes in order to allow time in the executive session for report on breaking news from the ED and from the General Counsel. Otherwise, it's what you had 5 days ago. Is there any changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. The chair.
Well, we've got time on the coordinating committee. I want to make sure I'm looking at the right agenda.
10 minutes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm back on the phone, Rico.
Okay, Rico, gotcha. And there is no chair's report. There was no executive session between this meeting and last. And there is nothing on the consent agenda. So we can go immediately to committee reports. And the first one would be the coordinating committee, Tracy Rosenberg.
Is there any time frame?
I got it. What I'd like to do, if there are questions, if you would limit them to 1 minute. So we've only got 10 minutes altogether to give people more people a chance to speak. Tracy.
Okay. Yes. Hi, everyone. The coordinating committee has...
the bad echo. Sorry, hold on. Is this better?
There's no echo now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. The coordinating committee has two motions that it passed, which are fairly timely, that we're presenting to the full board as recommendations. They both refer to the timing and the scheduling of upcoming meetings. The first, which I'm going to put out, and I'll try to do this, you know, 3 minutes apiece for each item. There are three items. The first is a recommendation to move the date of the January Pacifica National Board in-person meeting from the third weekend in January, which we scheduled last year, to the fourth weekend in January, which would make the meeting January 29, 30, and 31. The reason for that is that we may have LSBs that are selecting PNB members as late as January 10th to 15th, and this would allow airline tickets to be purchased without having to pay premium prices for buying under 14 days or even under 7 days. That's the recommendation of the committee. It's a cost-saving recommendation, and it's up to you guys to pass it or not. If you don't pass it, then we will go with the third weekend in January schedule as previously voted.
Doesn't require a second. Is there any objection to the motion to change the date of the January meeting?
And what, again, is the change in the date?
Tracy?
Let me get a January calendar. It is from the third weekend in January, which I believe is the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, to the fourth weekend in January, which is January 29, 30, 31.
Okay. Hearing no objection.
Objection. This is Jim. Objection.
Okay. Do you want to state what it is?
And the dates are the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Jim?
Thank you.
Yes, I actually put forward the communication that, again, that conflicts with WMNF's fundraising schedule, and is, although I recognize it as a cost-saving measure, I cannot attend yet again because all the meetings continue to be scheduled when we are having fundraising.
This is Nia George. I have a point of information, George. It's Nia.
Go ahead.
Okay. Since this has been a chronic problem with Jim Bennett, When new members are elected, are all the incoming affiliate members, do they all have their fund drives at the same time?
No, they don't.
This has been pure coincidence.
Oh.
Okay.
This
okay.
There's an objection to the motion.
What's that, Mia?
Yeah, I object to the motion because it's going to take two-thirds to pass it, and we've already done it. And I think that we could do other things, but I'll wait to get on the stack.
This is Summer. I'm on the call.
Point of information. Yeah.
Summer, I've got you. Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, Tracy explain the cost savings what we start today?
Well, for example, the WBAI LSB meeting in January is now, I believe, scheduled for January 10th or 12th. And, of course, that can be changed. But the scenario there would be that new PNP members would be purchasing their tickets on January 13th to be in Houston on January 20th. And the idea is that with an extra 7 days, those tickets would probably be likely to be lower in price, to the extent of as much as $50 or $100 per member, which multiplied by 15 or 18 of us adds up. That's the idea. But if it doesn't fly,
this is Leslie. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
And Nia for the stack, George, I said that when I asked the point of information.
Yes, you did.
And don't forget, we have another motion.
I know. Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize for not being able to make the coordinating committee meeting, but I have an amendment to that motion, and it says, whereas the PNB at its April meeting, I couldn't remember what meeting that was of this year, set January 21st to 23rd, 2011 for its Houston meeting. And bear with me because I have to go from side to side. And whereas the foundation needs to minimize expenses and this can be accomplished in part by early flight arrangement. Be it hereby resolved that within 24 hours of its passage, the PNB chair shall forward the motion to the chair of each local station board with a caption announcing its urgency and directing to, by November 8th, distributed to the current local board and all incoming delegates to announce at LSB's next meeting the dates of the PNB's Houston meeting and that directors must be nominated by November 29th and elected by December 19th, 2010, and make travel arrangements by December 29th, 2010. Further, current local chairs shall convey the 2011 chairs the requirement that they submit or cause to be submitted to the executive director and current PNB secretary by December 21st, 2010. The name, telephone number, email address, and postal address of each 2011 delegate, along with the results of the director's election. George, I think you had tried to do this last year in New York. You did something similar. Can you recall that?
Tracy, that is stuck.
Summer, point of information?
Well, I guess an amendment is in order. So the amendment, the substance of the amendment is to leave the date where it is.
It.
And to recommend to, well, everything you said, and you will please send that to me. Is there a second to the amendment?
No, but there's a point of order.
Second.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Isn't it in our bylaws when we elect directors to the PNB?
It is
stated in our bylaws there is a deadline of December 31st, and it is stated that people are elected to the PNB in January. I don't believe you can change that.
George, may I answer that? This is Nia.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
You may make a special rule. That's an order, and this would be a special rule.
Well, George, I mean, I think we need to be consistent about whether we waive the bylaws or we don't.
You can't make a special rule that overrides the bylaws. So
under
correct,
exigent
I
circumstances, under exigent circumstances, well, we did that before.
Well, this would hardly correspond to exigent circumstances.
Okay, so then leave it at the 21st then, because we have the money. So let's do that. There's no exigent circumstance.
I would take exigent circumstances to mean that the survival of the network or great risk to the network if we don't do something. And that this is certainly not the case. We're talking about saving about $5,000. No, what would you say? $100? About $2,000.
It's only $2,000 we're talking about?
Oh, it could be a lot, and it's probably a lot less than that. But
that was the guess. That's at about $100 extra a ticket in order to book it late. So
2 minutes remaining.
So as I understand what you're saying, Nia, you wish to change your amendment to be to essentially leave the date where it is. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It
isn't necessary to amend it.
Anyway.
It isn't necessary to amend it. You just have to vote it down. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. I heard Tracy say that moving this would inconvenience WBAI, who's scheduled. Is there background conversation going on in this?
Yeah, please.
Or am I the only one hearing that?
No, you're not. Please.
Okay.
Okay, it's gone.
Anyway, I believe I heard Tracy say that it would be WBAI that would be inconvenienced and that they could move their meeting. Excuse me?
One minute remaining.
Okay, and that 15 or 16 people would have to pay $100 extra. That's not a math I understand. Our LSB has not chosen its date to travel and could easily choose its PNB members the second or third day of January, as far as I know. So I think we are talking here only about WBAI perhaps having to move its meeting or pay $300 extra to make a meeting on the 21st, $400 extra.
Okay.
Correct.
Anyone want to speak for the motion?
Yes, this is Tracy.
Chair.
Tracy, anybody else?
We have 12 seconds left.
Yeah.
I know.
We have another motion also from the coordinating committee.
I move we extend for 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to that? Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Tracy, you got 1 minute.
These 2 meetings, there are two actions that we can take here. We can move the meeting down a week, or we can put pressure on our LSBs to make sure that keeping the meeting 1 week earlier does not end up costing us extra money. I think that's perfectly fine to do it either way. People should vote it up or vote it down based on which weekend is most convenient. However, if we go with the earlier weekend, we need to be mindful about having PNB members elected as early in January as we can. That is all.
Andrea,
okay, I got you.
Yes, okay.
Can we go to a vote on this? Is there any objection to going to a vote on this?
First.
Yeah,
go ahead, Rita. Leslie brought up an interesting point. Is it in fact only WBAI that would have to pay the extra 100?
The other boards have not scheduled their January meetings. BAI is the only one that is on the schedule. Don't know.
Okay. Is there any objection now to going forward on this?
George, could you repeat the motion, please?
The motion is to... Yes, go ahead.
This is LaLaurie. Sorry, can you? I'm sorry, I had to step away for a minute because I was taking care of something else. But what is the motion?
The motion is to change the date for the January Houston PNB meeting from the third week, which is the 23rd, to the fourth week, which is what, the 28th and 29th?
Oh, this is what we discussed on the coordinating committee.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Whose motion is this? Is this your motion, Tracy?
It's from the coordinating committee.
Okay. All right. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no objection to go vote, I will call the roll. Starting in
is this on the amendment or the?
There's no amendment. Mia withdrew it. It was never seconded. There was a point of order made.
Jim seconded mine, George.
Yes, I did.
Okay. I didn't hear it. I ruled it out of order on the basis of Tracy's comment that the bylaws actually require different dates. We can't ask them to do that. And so there's no challenge to that. So.
Point of information?
Yes?
May I have, what was the amended motion from Mia?
The motion wasn't amended. The suggestion was to have people book their flights before the end of December, so there'd be plenty of time to get cheap fares coming for the third week in January.
Okay. Thank you.
So, can we go to a vote on this?
The current motion, if we vote yes, it will move it from the third to the fourth week of January. That's all.
And if you vote no, it won't. Exactly. And it does require 2/3.
This is Richard. I'm on the call.
Oh, Richard.
Hey.
Oh, welcome. Okay.
Hey.
So, you couldn't take the roll by any chance, could you?
No. No, I'm sitting in my truck outside of a bar in Austin.
Well, all right. Okay, so let's begin. Sean O'Brien.
I'll abstain. This doesn't affect me, and I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Leslie Radford.
The motion we're voting on is Tracy's motion now?
Tracy's motion, yeah.
Coordinating committee's motion.
So a yes moves the motion.
Thank you.
A yes moves it to the fourth week, and a no doesn't move it.
I'll vote no.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Alberto Loera. Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Kathy Day. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimberly Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Mr. Secretary, this is Sean. I'd like to change my vote to a yes. Thank you.
Great.
You passed. Well, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, me?
Yes.
Bill, I'll abstain.
Okay, just a moment.
I think you skipped Berkeley, George.
Yes,
I did.
And
yes,
you haven't called
me. I'm sorry, I did. You're right. Sharam Agamir. Tracy Rosenberg.
You probably at the demonstration.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I guess I'll vote yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Sharam Agamir. Okay. Okay, so
yes,
that's the vote.
This place is jumping here in Oakland.
I count seven yeses and one, two, three, four, five, six noes. Requires two-thirds, so the motion fails, and the date stays the same. Okay, what's your second motion? Yes?
Sorry, unrelated to this motion. We have an executive session scheduled following the open session, is that correct?
Yes.
Is it set at a particular time certain, or what is 10:45. The time?
Well, actually, it's 5 minutes after that, 10:50.
Okay, thank you. I won't be able to stay on this entirety of this call, but I wanted to find out. Thank you.
Okay. Tracy, your other motion?
Yeah, the second motion the coordinating committee is recommending is looking at switching the order of the spring and summer meetings this year. Under normal conditions, we would be going to Washington, D.C. in March or April, and then we would be going to Los Angeles in June or July. The point was made that March and April is the height of the tourist season in Washington, D.C. Alonzo Brown did pages and pages of hotel searches and documented beyond a shadow of a doubt that we will be paying considerably more per night to stay in Washington in March or April than we will be in July or August. So the coordinating committee is recommending switching the order of those two meetings, again, to be as economically prudent as we can and to be able to hold our meetings at as low a cost as possible. So that's the motion. The motion is to switch.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Point of information.
Yes. Campbell.
Oh, was it seconded?
It's coming out of committee. It doesn't need.
Okay. Point of information is that I know last time around what happened was that we had secured a hotel despite the fact that a PNB board member and some LSB delegate had identified university, which I understand had been used previously, Catholic University, where thorough accommodations could have been made available. But at that time, our interim general manager seemed to be not listening to anything that came from the LSB, and at somewhat greater cost to the foundation, decided that he would have it at that hotel. And I'm just suggesting that, and I know July, August is a better time frame for this, but that we also include in consideration on these matters some local universities which have some outstanding facilities that are available, and I think that we would be in good position to get less expensive accommodations.
Okay. Point of information.
Just a moment. Do you want to make that a motion, Campbell?
Let's call it an amendment that the local universities be considered for lodging and meeting space in regards to the D.C. Meeting.
Yeah. Point of information, yes, on the amendment, of course, but Alonzo did look at a couple of university facilities as well and did send price information on them.
Okay.
In his research, where he was documenting price differences. That
is information, but it's not a point of information.
I have a question.
So was there a second to Campbell's
second
proposal, which I gather would be to postpone this decision until people at PFW had a chance to look into alternatives to hotels.
No, that's not what he said.
That's not it. That wasn't it. I'm sorry. I must have misspoken.
I'm sorry. That was my interpretation. So leave it alone in terms of switching it, but also look into hotels in June, July.
Look into universities.
I'm sorry. Yes, universities in June or July. Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Oh, he's exhausted.
We're out of time?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to extend time for 5 minutes so we get a chance to complete this discussion and vote on it.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just a moment.
We need to clear up the question about time because we're out of time. Is there a second to that?
Yes, there's a second. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Okay, is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Rico first and then Sean.
Well, can I ask first, because I'd like to do it before we start the clock, because I just want to clear
clock
something
up. Okay, go ahead.
No, because it's not related to this, folks. It's not related to this. Did I understand that the National Finance Chair is not going to be on this call when we're because I wanted to get her understanding about the approval of the budgets at KPFA.
Should I respond?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. It's just, you know, I can't reiterate enough how bad Friday evenings are. The Meserly verdict came in today. Things aren't just popping in Oakland. There's stuff happening in Los Angeles, and being on this call right now is basically interfering with everything else I do as an activist. So I would be happy to present something on KPFA, but I cannot stay on this entire call. I plan to come back on today.
So we may or may not get to it.
May I make a motion and hopefully
No, you may not. That was a point of information, and Rico has a point of information which you superseded. Rico.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, although I agree with Campbell's addition, this really is. Is a motion about state and not about the accommodation. I think we should just stick to that first, and then we can decide about one look at
One other point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is it likely, I was told, we might not get to the KPFA budget on tonight's agenda? Is that likely or unlikely, in your opinion, based on what's on the agenda already?
It's unlikely. I would say we have one more committee report after this, which is scheduled for 10 minutes, and then it's the one after that. So I would think within 20 minutes we should probably be doing the finance committee report.
Point of privilege, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
I'm going to object soundly to any consideration of that budget now with regard to failure of notice and. I don't want to go into the details on it, but
That's in order when we get to that point.
I just thought I would give a heads up.
Yeah, because I personally would be happy to present on that at the next meeting. You know, it was scheduled.
I don't
need any commentary on it. What we're doing right now is we're talking about the motion that's on our floor, which is an amendment that Campbell put forward to motion coming out of the coordinating committee to switch to Los Angeles and the Washington meetings in order to avoid highly expensive time in Washington. Campbell's amendment to that was we should also look into using universities even if we do switch it. All right. Is there any objection to going
back
to vote
on
this? Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay. On Campbell's amendment, is there any objection to Campbell's amendment? Okay, hearing none. On the original motion from the that amendment passes. The original motion now, as we just amended it from Tracy, which is to switch the two dates, is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that motion passes. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you all. The next item up is the committee to investigate sexism. Investigate allegations of racism, sexism,
and other forms of discrimination. And, Andrea, I don't have your name down here, but I assume you're the one who's going to present this. Is that correct?
I was hoping that Alberto would be there to motivate this.
He's not on the call.
Is he on the call?
He wasn't when we took roll. He doesn't seem to be.
Okay. Okay, great. Then I'll stoke it. And the committee came up with this motion just basically out of the concern that all of our facilities and all of our activities and whatever we do should be accessible, and that even if it means signing and at meetings, and it's pretty basic and pretty clear, and I'm asking for approval to accept this motion as presented and reviewed by the Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination Committee.
Sorry. Again, it doesn't require
Sean
a second out of committee. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm all for this motion, but I don't think it goes far enough, and I would like to amend it after the line where it says ramps or other specialized supplies. I'd like to include the words including personal assistance. One of the problems that I know Alberto had was when his wife wasn't there, even when his dear friends were, they weren't doing an adequate job. And I think that if a member needs to have a personal assistant at these meetings so that trained to watch over all the falls and the slip hazards that can go on, I think we should include paying for personal assistance. So I would like to add that as an amendment to the motion. Thank you.
Seconded. So we're going to discuss that amendment now. Is there any objection to the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the motion is amended as to include including personal assistance after the word specialized supplies.
Okay.
This is Summer.
Summer, then Rico.
Thank you. I guess I'd like some clarification as to how this might apply to the KPFK situation where money was specifically raised from listeners, a large amount of money, to install an elevator, which still has not in any way moved forward. And I guess I would like to know, does this motion encompass, like, ADA accessibility for buildings that are not ADA accessible, or is this only contemplating the actual attendance of meetings? Because this has bothered me the entire time I've been on the board. It's just not right to solicit money for one purpose and not accomplish that goal, and it was for a very important goal.
I take that as a question. Andrea, do you want to speak to
it? Yeah, point of information. I didn't hear her first part. It was a little muffled.
Sure.
Because we do have an elevator at KPFA.
Right. Well, and money was raised for an elevator at KPFK, from what I understand, in excess of $100,000. And the whole 3 years I've been on the board, there has been no attempt by management to actually utilize that money for the purpose for which it was raised and install an elevator in our building. And the second floor is inaccessible. It's just got staircases. And what I wanted to know is, does this motion only encompass assistance for participation in meetings, or does it also reach towards ADA compliance in our building facilities?
George,
Ricardo, would you like to speak to that?
As I understand the motion, it deals with the common sense issues like compensating a board member who's not able to drive, for example, for taxi fares, personal assistance.
Okay.
For people like Alberto, common sense things like having somebody focus on making facilities wheelchair accessible, but it doesn't require us to spend any money on construction projects to that end.
Okay, well, then I will take that up as a separate issue. I'm not trying to muddy the waters with this motion, and thank you.
Great.
Rico?
Could you put me on the stack, George?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rico. You got a minute?
I think I'm pretty much, Ricardo just answered my question. I was a little concerned. I think it's a great motion. I'm glad it's coming out of the committee. I was just wanting to get an idea of what type of cost were we talking about. And no matter what that cost might be, I think that this should be a priority. And if it's a priority, people will make it happen. But I did want to at least what we're talking about as far as the cost of this motion.
Mr. Chair, can I get on the stack when everyone else has spoken, please? This is Sean.
Yes. Andrea, do you want to respond to that?
We were concerned about costs. Even based on what Summer brought up, I think that each station should acknowledge what their ADA needs are and put a budget attached to it and figure out how to develop funds around meeting some of these requirements. And that would be up to the individual stations to do.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, this is Kathy. I just wanted to let you know I'm on the call.
Okay, we got you. Andrea, you were on the stack to comment?
I just did.
Okay. That was a point of information which you were answering, but...
anyone else? I thought you had called me. I'm sorry.
Does anyone who hasn't spoken want to speak to this? Okay,
Bill.
Sean, I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
Well, just real quick, I think the motion's fine, but I agree with Sean. You know, the amendment was good, goes a little further, but I think we also need to probably develop a more of a policy in addition to this. And I did talk with Alberto and another one of our disabled board members from Houston, and something maybe dealing with. I guess more specifics on maybe what to do, and maybe ideally something we could post on the walls at all our stations too. Make it public,
yes.
and something about affirmative action too. But I don't know if we need a separate task force or just we can just ask for volunteers to help work on that with our management and legal counsel. But I support the motion.
Well, what?
Thank you.
I don't want to make an amendment.
We could take calls.
Okay.
George?
Richard, to the stack.
Just a moment. Richard?
The comment, I applaud us for doing this very late thing that we're doing. And I agree with Bill, it needs to be broadened. There was something said about each station coming back and saying what they... what their ADA needs were. I don't know how it was funded or what happened, but a woman came around to all the stations a year or two ago and did a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Now she was tilting the windmill a little bit further than required, but she was giving insight into the needs. And I think if we're gonna talk about this, we ought to also talk about facilitating employment for disabled people within our various stations.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak to this?
I'd like to speak again.
Again, Rico.
Hey,
I think that's a great idea.
Rico hasn't spoken on this.
I thought he had spoken already. I'm sorry. Rico, have you spoken already?
Not on this.
I did speak.
Oh, you did?
I did speak.
I'm sorry. You're correct. It's right here on the list. You're going to have to be after Sean, Rico.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to clear up a few things. I was on the elevator committee that was in fashion during Eva George's reign. And, folks, our number one biggest problem is our archives are totally inaccessible, okay? Nobody in a wheelchair can get to our archives up at KPFK. And someday a pissed-off disabled scholar will sue us for that, okay? Now, also, I want you to know this Franny Muller, who did the survey about 3 or 4 years back. This woman's reputation in the disabled community is less than stellar. And if you...
Whoever is laughing hysterically, however, can they please mute themselves?
Really? It happened?
Please, John has the floor. Please. Stop talking.
Well, I thought it was carotid. I just turned my head off.
But it was under 50.
Right.
It was very close.
Go
yes.
Right.
It still was.
Would you please stop talking?
Choice voting. All right. Well, that's one piece of it.
We have a conversation on the floor. And another one.
Oh, God. I'm not muting this call. They're all hearing this.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Sean.
And the person that did this survey, well, her reputation is less than stellar. I'm not asking you to take my word on that. I will be very happy to produce for you her report and then a report, an access report, from a professional. Okay? So please don't go by anything. And I made this, I made these comments and concerns known way back when, and I make them known now. Do not go off anything that Ms. Mueller said to you, because she didn't cite any of the laws, and if we go by her standards, we'll be in trouble with the laws, folks. Now, the last thing I'll say about the elevator. We went on the air, and we solicited funds on the air for the elevator. Nobody's ever been able to tell me what happened to those funds.
Wow.
Again, please, there's some noise, background noise.
This constitutes, we are very close.
30 seconds.
Having fraud. So please, we need to find out what happened with that money and make sure that it gets properly used to put in the elevator we promised listeners in L.A. that we were going to put in. Thank you very much.
Sean, would you send those reports, both of them, to the...
You know what? I would hope. I'm not sure. I mean, I'll go through some of my old computer stuff, but my computer melted. My old computer melted. So let me just answer the question.
This is Leslie. I'd like to be on the stack.
Well, let me answer the question. I will go back, and if I have that, I will send Franny's to you. If I don't have it, I hope somebody else can produce it. I will call my friends in Washington, D.C., and have them send me a professional report so you have something to compare it to. And I will look for Fanny's report, but I could have lost it when my computer melted down a couple of years ago.
Okay, we're out of time. Leslie, who else wanted to speak who hasn't spoken?
I don't need to speak.
Okay. Can we extend time for 2 minutes to give Leslie a chance to speak?
Sure. Anybody? So moved.
So moved.
Okay, any objections?
Second.
Okay, hearing no objection,
yeah.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit of knowledge to what Sean said. Yes, we did have an on-air drive for an elevator, and it did raise in excess of $100,000. I believe the last time it was a line item on our budget was in the 2008-2009 budget. I think it disappeared only in the 2009-2010 budget is where it got absorbed into something else. It wouldn't take much to go back and find it, I don't believe.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Good.
I've been on the board for 3 years. I don't ever recall there being a line item for the elevator. It has been a bone of contention for the local finance committee since I was first elected to the LSB. So,
point of information?
I will go back and go look at the actual budget.
That isn't the point of information. Leslie, you had a real point of information?
No, I don't. I have a point of information in the spirit of Summer's point of information.
Okay, got it. Okay. This seems like an item for the KPFK LSB to take on and resolve.
That's right.
I'd like to go I believe we're out of time on this.
A minute and 5 seconds.
Is there any objection to going for a vote on the motion as amended? Hearing none, is there any objection to the motion as amended? The amendment was to add after specialized supplies, including personal assistance.
Point of information, George, if you would, could you just read the motion for me?
Okay.
In order for disabled LSB members or committee members to participate fully in board-related activities, resources shall be made available to support their participation in the event that they should encounter hardships that impede their normal mode of transportation and or that impacts their ability to participate in such meetings. Such resources may include, but are not limited to, gas reimbursement or other transportation costs, listening devices, portable ramp or other specialized supplies, including personal assistance. These resources shall be covered by the board expense line item. This committee also urges all of the Pacifica stations and affiliates to work closely with the ADA to bring all of their facilities into compliance with the ADA guidelines and to hold meetings and activities in areas that are wheelchair accessible. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion that I just read? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Andrea. Next item up is Finance Committee, Summer Reese, approval of the budgets. KPFA, I believe, is the only one we have. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You have the floor, and you get 30 minutes for it.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I only received this last night, and for a special meeting, these items should be, this is indicated a New York meeting, but it's a special meeting, as I understand, and so this item should have been available when at the call of the meeting, according to Robert's Rules of Order, page 116, and it's not the address specifically in the bylaws, but we need time to review these things.
Let me speak to the point of order first. We have been accepting motions coming from passed by committees in the interim between when the meeting was called and when the meeting occurs. So even in that 7-day window, and that's been standard practice for this entire year. However, if you wish to object to the consideration, any individual member can do that. It requires 2/3, and we will simply take it off the agenda until the Finance Committee decides to bring it back.
This is Summer. May I speak?
Well, let me ask Campbell if that's what he wanted to do.
I would appreciate, since this is a budget, I mean, this isn't just a simple motion that, you can just read and you can say yay or nay, but we're talking about a budget which I think goes into some considerable depth. And, in fact, where there's some alternative, at least an alternative that's been recommended, and that the question, there are questions about the procedures of the
Campbell,
approval.
Campbell,
so it's
Campbell,
problematic.
This isn't actually discussable. I didn't hear you say you wanted to.
I move that it be tabled.
This is Summer.
I second. Object.
This is Summer. May I speak?
No, actually, a table motion doesn't. There's no discussion.
Well, wait. Well,
it's
Mr.
inappropriate
Chair,
to table it. I mean, to
point of order here.
The budget. We don't table budgets. So.
Yeah. Point of order here.
There's a motion on the floor, which is to approve the KPFA budget, which comes out of committee, and whereas.
Well, point of information?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to allow you to introduce the motion, and then I'm going to go back and ask Campbell if he still wants to table it, and if he does...
Or postpone.
Well, table is different than postpone.
Mr. Chair, that's what my point of information is. I want people to understand the difference between tabling and postponing, because we use these terms interchangeably, and they have significant differences, which I'd like for you to explain to the body. Please. Thank you.
The motion to table is not discussable, and it essentially puts the motion off somewhere on a table, an imaginary table. It can be brought back within 2 meetings by another motion to take off the table. But there's no specific date, and if it isn't brought back, it dies after 2 meetings. It's like it never happened.
Okay,
a
you're
motion
going
to postpone. Please let me finish. A motion to postpone. Usually has a time to it. It is discussable, and if it passes, of course, the motion goes to the period when you said to put it to. If it doesn't, you just go ahead and consider the motion. Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. My dear colleague Alberto put it on the agenda for me. We only passed this budget last week. I have no objection personally to postponing it to the next meeting. Everyone should be aware that, as per usual in this foundation, budgets are grossly behind schedule, and we have only approved KPFT's budget so far and the Pacifica Radio Archives. So KPFA is the next one, and we are still waiting to approve WPFW, WBAI, KPFK, and the National Office, and we're almost ready to turn over the board here. So time is of the essence. I recognize that KPFA's budget is more controversial than some of the others and that members may wish to take more time to review it. I think that tabling would be inappropriate because you don't table budgets. It's one of our duties is to pass budgets. So I would obviously oppose tabling, but I do not oppose postponement until the next regularly scheduled meeting if it could be at the top of the agenda so that we do have time to discuss it and pass the budget, because frankly we're so close to the end of our term. Getting these budgets passed is going to be an interesting feat at this point. So,
okay.
And I would hope, does everyone actually have a copy of the budget in front of them? Did Alberto send that along? If not, I'll send it along.
LaVarne sent the copy.
Okay, LaVarne sent. Yes, I asked her to last night. Thank you. Forgot. Second meeting. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, I'm perfectly willing to entertain that as not being unreasonable because people haven't had proper time to review it. But I just want to remind everyone that it's November and we've got one budget passed.
Okay.
You have passed out of finance, but one out of the national.
This is Tracy with a point of information for Summer.
Point of information, Summer.
Oh, yes. Tracy.
Okay, I heard Tracy first, and then Andrea.
Okay, thank you.
It's just a procedural. It's just a procedural question because I think things could get a little complicated. As you know, KPFA's LSB did not formally approve any budget to date. It sent forward a bunch of finance motions that are on the agenda. So the question is, if in fact the KPFA LSB should happen to pass tomorrow a different budget than that budget that the NFC has passed, what would then procedurally happen? Would the NFC then reconsider? In other words, I'm wondering if we were to postpone this, what timeline we would then be undergoing with this process. Do you have any clarification on that, Summer, what would happen?
Not having had this happen before in my 3 years on the NFC, I can't say for sure, but I mean, I'm not opposed to the NFC reconsidering if the LSB comes back with an alternative budget, but it does further slow things down. So happy to.
Okay. So we could be looking at not having a budget until December or later.
Well, it's kind of my nightmare for the entire network right now. The failure to get budgets on time, you know, at the front end puts us in this position where we're way at the end of the year trying to, you know, I'm not happy with the idea of having to reconsider a second budget. I think that if the PNB looks at this budget and if the PNB approves it, there's no reason to do that, but, you know.
You've answered the question from...
Sorry, yes, of course. Andrea?
Andrea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nia with the point of information, George.
And then
Nia? I would, believe it or not, go along with... Summer on this and move to, you know, have us postpone this so that the local station board can fully look at the budget and hopefully with our treasurer and have some real discussion on it. And if we can
Andrea,
then send it back.
Andrea, this isn't the point of information.
Okay. My point of information is will we... be able to have time to review it, and I think Tracy somewhat got to that answer. Thank you.
Nia, you had a point of information.
I have two questions for Summer. Did I hear you correctly, Summer, in saying that this KPFA budget was approved last week, and then you guys met last night? Okay. And then you met last night?
It wasn't.
I hear...
It was approved last week.
The question is addressed to Summer.
I'm sorry. We're meeting like every week, so sometimes my mind is together, but I believe it was last Tuesday when we approved it.
Okay, good. So, and did you approve anything last night?
Oh, no.
Okay. As they are approved by the Finance Committee, is it possible to send them to the director so we could look at, I mean, I have been recuperating from eye surgery, so I haven't looked at anything, you know, much.
You
could we get them?
You have them already.
LeBarn has sent out the KPFA budget, so everyone should have a copy of that to review.
When?
Good.
It wasn't sent until last night. My apologies for that. I didn't schedule
Thanks.
It for this tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a point of information for Summer as well.
Go ahead.
Summer, in my time at KPFA, I was used to there being two readings of the budget before the national board approved it. I don't know if that's still the case or not.
What do you mean by two readings of the budget? Presented to the national board twice?
Yes, that there were two readings of it before it was passed.
I'm not familiar with that. I've only been on the national board for a year. I've been on the National Finance Committee for 3 years. It's my understanding that typically once it's passed out of national finance, it goes to the PNB. Everyone reads the budget and passes or does not pass it. At least in my 3 years, I have not heard that that was the case.
It used to be that the first reading was in June, and obviously that didn't happen, and then it would be passed in October.
Well, I did stress this last night on the National Finance Committee call that we have a total failure throughout the network to provide budgets for any of the stations really in a timely fashion according to the timeline approved by the PNB. They're never supplied to their local LFCs functional budgets at the beginning in the spring so that there's time to properly vet them over the summer and so that they come to the National Finance Committee in a timely fashion so that they can be approved before the start of the new fiscal year. Hence, we're in November and we have two budgets approved out of three if you count the Pacifica Radio Archives, but two station budgets approved out of national finance, only one approved at the PNB level, and three station budgets and the national office budget as yet not even finished and prepared and presented. So it's really, this is an ongoing problem as far as I'm concerned, the failure to get budgets from staff and management at the beginning of the spring so that it goes through the proper vetting process with the LSB so these problems are hashed out long before we're looking at the problems of the turnover in the board. So to me these are
policies. We got the point. Can we move on? Is there any other points of information about this? No. Okay. I promised Campbell that I would get back to him to allow
Hello?
Him to make a motion to postpone
LaVarne?
Or table whatever he wanted. I'm sorry, LaVarne?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep going from one to the other. Yes, the point is that KPFT managed to do this very well. So I just want to say that, you know, it can be done.
We have a point of information.
Excuse me? Pardon me? Okay, I thought I heard some voices.
I heard a point of information, but I didn't know who it was.
Okay. Oh, but again, just the point is that KPFT does this very well. And that is a model that we can all strive for. And I think that we should just look at the common elements here and to make sure that that is done at the other stations as well. I sent it out again. I sent it out last night to all of the parties, and I just resent it. So you should...
Thank you, LaVarne.
Okay.
Is it too late to get on the SAC?
No. But actually, it's after Campbell.
Okay.
I would just like to say, however, since I forgot.
We can postpone.
Okay. Campbell, you want to move to postpone until the next meeting?
Yes. Yes, that would be fine.
Objection.
Is there a second to that?
Objection.
Second.
Okay. So what we're at now is discussing whether or not to postpone this. And, Richard, did you want to speak to that?
I do.
Okay. Good.
I think that was Jim a while ago that said something about people considering the motion twice or something like that. I think that's a total waste of time, and it's probably is a run out the clock kind of thing. I think that... the people need to rise up to their responsibility and get the thing done. I think it's time to go. It's time to do it. It's time to do it right now. And, Andre, I appreciate if you'd be quiet. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would appreciate it that you had some logic in what you're saying.
Please. Andrea,
okay.
Mr. Chair, would you call that member to order, please?
I'm trying to.
Campbell for the stack.
I want to speak to something. when you disagree with someone, it isn't necessary to insult them or demean them. It doesn't move anything forward. It isn't necessary to question their motives. In fact, it isn't even allowed. It isn't even allowed.
I apologize to the director.
Thank you.
It isn't allowed in Robert's rules.
He also said that Jim was running out of the clock, George. What about that?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I don't either.
What we have in front of us is a motion. Is a motion to
postpone.
Call the
postpone. It's been seconded.